on the extended three-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
Yes, it is time for the Friday Victorian race preview. We are looking at Benalla first because Clint Hutchison could be on standby for Mark Hunter, who has just touched down thanks to Jetstar being 90 minutes delayed in Sydney. Of course, he's going up there to watch his horse Elliptical in the Derby. So we may have Mark Hunter, we may have Hutchie looking at Cranbourne, but one thing that we are guaranteed of is winners from Glen Ingram looking at Benalla. How are you, Glennie?
Good morning, Michael. Yes, going well, thank you. Terrific card at Benalla today. Really excited. I think plenty of confidence and we've got plenty of bullets to shoot.
Gee, I love the confidence. This is outstanding. Let's get stuck straight into the Benalla meeting today. And the first race at Benalla kicks off in around about just under 2 hours' time, 1 o'clock. It's over 1,106 metres and we scratch 13.14. Seduzio is at $4.40, Cassini $5, Stone Cold Stunner $7.
Yeah, I went with the 10, Michael Seduzio. Made an excellent debut at Kyneton recently for Charlotte Littlefield. She's had a number of trials leading in. She got a squeeze in the straight there when picking up and just had no luck. So I think she'd be much harder to beat here from a good alley. She can settle forward to midfield and go one better today. To beat the 7, Labhuku, I think it is, with Gemma Riley. Might be the best value runner in the race. She's on debut, but she's been in really strong jump-out heat to Pakenham recently and, you know, has performed well. So, opened about $21, now into $12. I think that's still a touch over the odds. So, a good each-way chance there, the 7. And I'll put the 6 into third, Cassini, coming out of the top stable, also on debut. She finished off her Cranbourne jump-out in good style recently. Looks to have some ability. The wide draw could be an issue, but we'll just watch the market late there. And the 9, Stone Cold Stunner, also on debut, has good early speed and has shown that in 2 jump-outs going forward from the gates. She'll need that early speed advantage today, being drawn out wide. And also a market watch on the Myron Eustace runner there. So numbers are 10, 7, 6 and 9.
10, 7, 6 and 9 in the first. Race number 2 is over 1,200 metres. A lot of scratchings here. 1, 3, 10, 13, 14... 17, and I've missed the 9 as well. So they are all out. Steel Master is the $1.60 favourite now. Grand Missile, $6.50, and they're the only two under double figure odds.
Yeah, a lot of key scratchings there too, Michael, which makes Steel Master the absolute bet of the day here. I think the price is quite reasonable too at $1.60, if that's your go. But he ran a great race at Sandown last start. He just faded it late at the 1,300 there, and he's won a jump out last week. And he'll enjoy coming back in trip today to the 1,200. I think that's much more within his scope. And I don't mind the white gate for him. Just keep him out of trouble there and should win to beat the 6 Grand Missile in the second, who was one of the 3 Myron Eustace runners engaged and now left with the sole task of beating the hot pot here. He'd need to improve to do that, and I can't see where the improvement comes from. I put the 7 Infiltrated in for third. Brings the different form lines, being up around the border there at Albury, and I had it in for third, marginally ahead of a big bunch of runners because this race falls away very quickly. And I put the 8 Overload in for fourth, who's first up today and jump outs have been okay. Might be one for the exotics. Numbers 2, 6, 7, and 8.
2, 6, 7, and 8 in the second. Steel Master, a multi-builder, a good thing at $1.60. Race 3 is over the mile in this race. The scratchings are 12, 14, 17, 18. Ludovisi is the $1.85 favourite. Rhythmic Dancer at $4.60. Maxi Bon at $9.
Yeah, the 6 has been well back, Michael. Ludovisi and has been good in 2 runs. He's looking for the mile now, and he really savaged the line there last start at Geelong and went from 1,100 to 1,400, which is not easy to do. Draws a good gate here. Hopefully can settle closer in trip. I assume that's the plan with the amount of money that's come for this horse this morning. To beat the 2 Rhythmic Dragon, who went out hard from a wide gate last start. They got to him early in the straight. He finished a well-beaten 5th behind subsequent winner in King Samuel. Gets out to the mile again today. I think that's more suitable and probably maps for a softer lead. So the favourite will be behind him. So he's an easy easy horse to have as a warm second favourite in this. To beat the 11 Southern Jewel, who had the blinkers on last start and a strong maiden. Stuck on well, I thought. This is much easier. Kavanagh Stable's going really well, and the 5 far too long. Is a staying type, I certainly think. Hasn't shown too much today, but is in the right stable and could show up. So keeping it safe, numbers 6, 2, 11 and 5.
6, 2, 11 and 5 in race 3. Race 4, over 1,406 metres. Scratchings in this race are 3, 4, 9, 11, 14, 17 and 18. Valanconi is the $3.10 favourite. Swear She's Perfect at $3.80. River Frost, $5.50.
Yeah, wide open race. I went with the 10, Valanconi, who purely comes out of the right form race. He's third behind Zupurin and McGarden, and we saw the latter come out and win yesterday. The horse is a month between runs, but he's had a tick over jump out in between, so he's really firm in the market this morning, so that's encouraging. He's a 15-start maiden, Michael, so requires a bit of courage to have a bet. To beat the 8-star Vega, who's on debut for Anthony and Sam Freeman, and although under the stick in a recent trial, I thought he hit the line well. Gets a rough draw here, but should be hitting the line hard. I put the 5 in for third Beyond Spar. Comes his second up. I thought he's after the lead and stick on in second at start number 2 at Geelong was good enough to be really competitive in this. And the 12, Swear She's Perfect. It's a 4-year-old mare, third up after a great run at Sandown last week. She's 5 starts without a win, but I thought that latest effort was probably her best. Numbers 10, 8, 5 and 12.
10, 8, 5 and 12 in the fourth. The first leg of the Quaddies, race 5. It's a 64 over 1,400 and 6 metres. Take out number 6, Skinny Dip. Waskily is the $3.60 favourite. Big Brew, $5. Puringa at $5.50. $6.50 new choice in another open race, Glenn.
Yeah, open race, but I'm keen to have a bet here, Michael. I like the 5, Big Brew. Looks ready to win here second up today. He's won 2 of his 5 second up runs, and he's been freshened up for the hopes. 5 weeks between runs after a terrific first-up run at Kilmore, and has had a jump out in between runs where he finished hard in third. So I think this is a good race for him if they're making ground in the straight. To beat the favourite, Waskily, who is a promising staying tide. He's been good enough to win over shorter trips in his first prep, but he's had a lot of issues since, and he comes here off a long spell. He's had a number of jump outs to prepare. Should be near his top today with the claimer engaged. I'm just not sure what the market's going to do with him, so I'll put him in for second today in case he isn't wound up. The 7 for Laxing, I put him for third, has talent and a good setup, similar to his last out win. Talia Hope has options from the draw, can go forward or settle off the speed here from the wider gate and really hit the line hard there at Wagga and can do the same here. I put the 8 Pruinga in for fourth, who has a strike rate just fair, to be honest, but gee, it was a good finish last start. And whilst no match for the winner at Yarra Valley, she's in really good form and should be thereabouts again. Numbers 5, 2, 7 and 8.
5, 2, 7 and 8 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is a 58 over 2040. And in this race, scratchings are 2, 5, 12, 13, 15, 16 and the 11 as well. So JK Ann is the $2.50 favourite. California Longbow, $4.40. Native Girl, $5.50.
I think we can skinny up the quaddie here. I put the 7 JK Ann on top. It's had the 4 starts without a win, but it's always profiled as a staying type. We'll get back in the run here. The scratchings lead the mere favourite. It's her first go at the trip. I would think she runs it out strongly, but she's 3 weeks between runs, going 1,600 to 2,000. So that's not easy to do. It doesn't give a lot of confidence, but the money's been significant this morning. It's been really strongly backed. So in that stable, I think that's a good lead. To beat the 1, California Longbow, who has the fitness advantage over the favourite. It's had multiple runs over the 1,800 and 2,000 metres last start. That might be enough to get the win today. Reese McLeod can hold a spot from midfield and produce the horse at the right time. I put the 8 in for third, Cleaver, for Brett Scott. Has a really good team going at the moment. That was a good first-up run at the mile, and the big grey will appreciate getting out an extra trip today, but has to go from a fast run race to a slower run race, which probably makes it harder for him today. And I put the 10, Native Girl, in for fourth, who has the talent, just not sure she's at her best at the moment. Numbers 7, 1, 8 and 10.
7, 1, 8 and 10. Race number 7 is the next leg of the quaddie. It's a benchmark 64 over 1206. Take out 11. Don't Hesitate, $4.20. Commodity, $4.60. Posh I'm Not, $5.50.
Best value bet here, the 4. Posh I'm Not, a 6-year-old resuming off a long break. He's had a trial and a jump out. Both have been very good. He was a very good winner on debut and likes the sting out. In a race of many chances, I thought he represents some value at the price. And I went with him ahead of the 5, Don't Hesitate, who is a bona fide 64-grade horse now. He's been racing consistently all around the state and draws a perfect gate. So I expect he's in the finish again. I put the 3, Burning the Clock, in for third at an each-way price. He was good at Albury last start. That was a month ago. and had a nice jump out since. So I expect he's fresh and ready to go today. And the 8, Copper Bow, for 4th. Has the talent, comes out of the same races, don't hesitate. What's second up there? Nearing peak fitness now, so could include among the hopes. Numbers 4, 5, 3 and 8.
4, 5, 3 and 8. The value play, Posh I'm Not, which was the same as Adam Crittenden a little earlier as well. Race number 8, The Lucky Last, a 58 over 11.06. Solstice at $3.30, penciled out $6.50. Very Seamus, $6.50 as well. Scratchings in the last, takeout 3, 7, 10, 14, 15.
Yeah, I'm on the Crittenden train here because I'm keen on the 2, Solstice. Finds the perfect race. She's going to win again now with the Nick Ryan stable, formerly with Ben and JD Hayes, and comes out of a really hot jump out where she finished on the heels of 2 impressive subsequent winners in MacTube and Cast there at Flemington. I thought she was going as well as both of them through the line. She's certainly got the talent, only needs to settle close enough to be winning this. Has been a little bit soft in the market, Michael. I thought she might have gone up around even money, but she's sitting around, I think she opened 5. She's now about $3.30. They're a punting stable. I would think she starts much shorter, so that's worth monitoring. I put the 8 in for second, Very Seamus. She's very genuine. She can race on the speed. She's got the claim and the fitness. We'll take catching after a last out win at Albury. I put the 12 in for third, Redneck Princess, who always puts in, just can't nail a win. And we'll throw in the 11, Miss Mouse, in for 4th. Back on the home track today, numbers 2, 8, 12 and 11.
2, 8, 12 and 11. So, Glennie, let's get started on your best of the program.
Okay, best bet, race 2, number 2, Steel Master. Next best, race 8, number 2, Solstice. Best value, race 7, number 4, Posh I'm Not. Today's quaddie, first leg, 2, 5 and 8. Second leg, 1 and 7. Third leg, 3, 4 and 5. And the last leg, 2 and 8. And our play of the day is the all-up win, race 2, number 2, Steel Master. Into race 7, number 4, Posh I'm Not.
I love it. And we throw in High Emotion anywhere as well?
Absolutely. Each way all day, Michael.
You're heading to Sydney to watch your girl?
I'm not, but if she backs up in the Cup next week, I'll certainly fly up.
Okay, so that's the real one, the Cup next week. good luck, Glenn. Good punting on the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. You too.